Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop Podcast.
Hello, hello. Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
I am all right.
Do you know what? I'm feeling a little stressed this afternoon. This afternoon, this evening has been a toughie, hasn't it, William?
It has been an absolute delight.
How long has it taken?
Well, it didn't take long, but we have explored our options. We have worked out ways and means. We are up and running. We are ready to go. I feel like we're talking in riddles.
We are. So William has invested in a laptop to make our recording a little bit better and make our video quality a little bit better and make the graphics and designs a little bit better. And it's taken, well, at one stage, it took him 27 minutes to connect his earphones to his new laptop. And genuinely, being completely honest, am I lying here?
Well, it did take a while to connect my earphones to
27 minutes.
Because they kept connecting back to my phone, and it was getting annoying.
Yeah. Do you know what? It was getting annoying. You're right. It definitely was.
But I still don't know. So it was 27 minutes and I still don't know how to reconnect them back to my phone without then disconnecting them from the laptop. And then... That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Joe, I don't really want to think about it. All I know is it's now not my problem. The onus is not all on me for the tech side of things.
No.
And this genuinely makes me massively less stressed. And I let you know how you feel now when you rock up to mine at 5-6 o'clock on a Monday and go, all right.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting, especially as now I'm having more technical issues.
Oh, for God's sake, what have you done now?
Well, my phone's not charging. it's just my camera. Okay, so...
Oh my God. Yeah. Honestly, you're the biggest liability in the world.
It's done. It's charging.
Well done, mate.
It just flashed up. You're on 15%. And I'm like, what? Oh no, it's not charging. It's connected. Why isn't it charging? Okay.
Yeah.
So.
3 minutes in. Let's kickstart.
Cracking. How are you, Ben?
A lot better than you.
A few more grey hairs.
Oh, mate. No, I'm all good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good, thank you, mate. I'm all good. How was your weekend? How's your week been? What's going on? Tell me about Ben's life. The life of Ben. Ben.
It's been okay. It's been eventful. Back in the office a few days last week, which was lovely. Nice to see all the team and see some of the sites. I've had an MRI on Saturday. Have you ever had an MRI scan?
I have had an MRI, yes. I can confirm.
Loud, what a horrific,
is what I would describe it.
Horrific experience. Did you have the cage over your face?
Yep.
Mate, I felt like Bane.
You felt like what?
I felt like Bane from Batman.
Oh, Bane. Right.
What did you think I said?
Okay. I have no
really
idea.
Surprised.
I thought you said Babe, as in like the pig that was left in the city.
Do you know what? I do feel like that normally around Christmas time, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I get
but
that.
It's Christmas season now. Pigs in blankets galore.
Have you had pigs in blankets?
No, I haven't yet. I was thinking, No, I didn't have any at Toby Carvery.
It's pigs in blanket season. Pigs in blankets galore. Have you had any? No.
No. Great. But I have plans that this weekend I'm having pigs in blankets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited about it. I had pigs in blankets crisps, if that counts.
Oh, you did. I think I was with you when you had them, weren't I?
Possibly. Yeah, you might have been.
Wasn't that the other day on the train when, like, honestly, this really
yes!
made me laugh?
Yes, it was. Oh, my God, yes, it was, yeah.
It really made me laugh because I said to you in the week, I was like, mate, I was buzzing for those crisps. And you looked at me, you went, I have never seen somebody eat crisps so quickly in my entire life. Right? And then I shared with you that I also had two sausage rolls. And you went, I didn't even see sausage rolls.
Yeah, I didn't. I genuinely didn't see you having them at all.
I needed food.
I could tell, mate. I could tell. You did well, though. You polished them off very quickly.
Thank you.
So fair play. But yeah, how are you? How's everything? Not all about me.
Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
This is a two-person podcast.
It is a 2PP. Yeah, all right. I had the kids on my own for the weekend. Two kids on my own for a weekend, which was eventful. So... one done all right, the other one ended up sick. It was eventful. I feel a bit like, the weekend was good. I'm looking forward to football tonight.
Yeah, I bet. Well, before we come on to that, let's talk about football for Jack on Saturday. Because he did rather well, didn't he?
He did do really well, yeah. To give the other keeper credit, because there's two keepers at the minute, they're going to make another team. There's two keepers, and yeah, he kept a clean sheet. He come out well. Yeah, he done well. He's enjoying being in goal. He's a bit gutted to miss out on training tonight, but he is quite poorly. So, yeah, bless him. He's loving it, mate. He's loving it, absolutely loving it. I'm buzzing for him as well.
Oh, good.
He's promised me when he's a goalkeeper, he's going to buy me a Lamborghini and a big mansion.
Nice.
I said, don't be a footballer just to support me. And then he went, oh, all right then. I went, but I will happily accept it. Just in case. He was like, all right, fuck you then. I'm like, no, I will take it. just to be really, really certain, I will accept it.
Are you going to be one of these dads that, you know, if he makes it up to the big leagues, you'll be his agent? And then take like
mate,
10-20% fee.
I should go full John Fury. Like, mate, did 100%. You see him the other day? He had his he had his top off, mate. Stood like in front of Tyson and I can't remember who the guy he fought now.
Ngannou.
That's it. Yeah, he was stood in front of them both. Like the press, the PR person had to actually like go, no. Can you
mate,
go away?
Honestly, such a knob. And then he was saying to Mike Tyson, yeah, we'll fight after. Like, mate,
yeah,
Tyson
will
beat the crap out of you. What are you on about?
I know. That was so crazy.
He's a sad man.
Sad
he's
little
really
man, yeah.
Sad. He just has to get involved. I'm like, mate, just let your son fight.
Yeah. Well, that's funnily enough, that's what the coaches up at the football club were telling me. They were like, can you just let your son play? Like, go away? No, I'm joking. Really. I'm not that dad.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the dad that runs on the pitch, scores a goal against Jack. You're like, "Whee! Shut up!
Full Ryan gig."
I bet you when they win their trophy at the end of the season, you'll be wearing a kit and everything. Go full John Mate, Terry.
With shin pads as well, yeah.
Mate, you don't wear shin pads on a Monday.
No, that's true. That is true. Who wears shin pads? Chris Stark. So, we had an email.
No.
Yeah, we've had an email. We've had some correspondence through. Somebody wants to know, so I think his name was Pete from Liverpool. He wants to know how we feel. Why'd you laugh at that?
The way you said it. You literally sound like you made this up. You're like, Pete from Liverpool.
He wants to know what we think of the... Is it the PGMOL?
Yes. I mean, just read the email, mate. I'm sure he's probably put it in there.
Yeah, I know. I've memorised it. So, he wants to know...
Pete, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Will has decimated your email.
Does Pete. He wants to know what we think of their verdict that the... Havertz should have been sent off. Guimaraes should have been sent off. And the goal would have stood.
Agree, agree, disagree. However, we're not experts. We're sofa experts.
Yeah. Okay. I get what you mean.
You?
It's a hard one, isn't it? It's still a hard one. I strongly disagree. I think the more people you listen to, more times I've looked at it since Pete's email, I'm like, I still can't understand it. And interestingly, so I had a bit of a theory, right?
Oh, here we go.
Which I think you'd appreciate.
Here we go. Strap in, listeners, this is going to be bullshit.
So, my theory is, so I was listening to Mikel Antonio talk about VAR and that it needs to be scrapped. And what he was saying is that refereeing has been brought down because of VAR.
What do you mean, the skill level or ability level?
The standards of refereeing right. has come down because of VAR. So what he's saying is the referees are now relying on VAR to make the call, get it right. But VAR's up there, as they've admitted, and they're saying that they're sticking up for their mate who's on the pitch. So they're going, right, my mate's called that as offside. I don't really want to disagree with him because he's had a bit of a shit game so far. So I'm just going to go, yeah, that's offside, even though it's not. So the standards of refereeing come down because they're relying on VAR. And vice versa is coming down because VAR wants to stick up for their mate. And it got me thinking about, I wonder if there's ever been anything else that's this kind of happened in. And I thought of you and your admin function, like to try and make it that a little bit easier to kind of explain to people who might not get it. And I was thinking, you know, like when you're going through the recruitment process, you rely heavily on, or you relied heavily on photocopiers to make sure, you know, the ID was all very clear so that you could see that none of it was cut off. And then you have to sign, don't you, to say
Where the hell are you going with this?
But photocopiers have now been taken over with these apps that can, like, do the ID checks online now. So it begged the question for me is, why do we need you in recruitment anymore, mate? Why is this basic admin function still needed if we've got the apps to do it for us? And you're going to tell me exactly the reason why, and that's why we need VAR, like we need those apps for ID checkers and everything like that.
Mate, this relevance is hanging on a thread. All you've wanted to do is call me out for my job.
I don't know what you mean.
But there's a people element behind it, and there's that experience element. That's what it is. So if you're experienced in your job, whatever it may be, you're skilled in that job. If you've got years of experience as a referee, you should have years of experience as a referee and seen things and experienced things. There's every now and then there's going to be something you're not quite sure of, and you do take a risk, but you've got someone else there to make that call as well. But you've got rules and regulations there. So with your example of an ID, for example, if it's cut off at the corner, you can't read all the digits on the bottom of the passport, well, it's not valid ID because you can't see it. That's black and white.
Exactly.
But football isn't necessarily black and white at the moment. The rules are very, very grey and very vague. And because of what happens on the pitch constantly, there's so much going on, there's lots of grey areas and it's lots of perspectives and judgment calls.
Yeah, exactly. Which begs my question, you know, it begs the question of what is the right thing to have? So it's still needed. It's still very, very valid. Very valid. Because you need to have those, that old way of working. You need to have your skills, your charm, your wit, your banter that you've got to get those people through the door. You need that pull to get people through the door into recruitment. So you need a sensible guy there, like yourself, going, yes, well, actually, I've got the ID here and we're going to scan it into... You need those people there. So those are the referees who are needed to be on the pitch making all those sensible calls, doing that visual stuff. And then VAR should just be that checker, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's more to recruitment than checking an ID, but yes, thanks for belittling my job. But yeah, mate, that's fine. Completely understand that.
Yeah. So, I hope that answers your question, Pete.
Pete's going to sit there and go, what the fuck are you talking about, Will?
I don't think he is. I think he might write in again and say, actually, that was
I doubt
a really
he will.
Good way of
I
explaining
doubt
it.
He will. I seriously doubt he will. But this is a new part of the podcast that we will be doing each week. So, you know, keep your questions going. We'll do a couple, but I know we've got quite a lot to talk about before the international break as well. Obviously some big games, some fun games over the weekend as well. So I don't want to drag this out too long, do we?
Should we move on?
Should we move on?
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move
on. Okay, what do you want to move on to? The news?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're just sat there staring at each other.
We
was there. I sort of teed it up and you're just going...
I think we were both waiting for each other then.
Yeah, I was waiting for you. You were waiting for me. Waiting for each other. Yeah, what's been happening in the news this week then, Will?
What has been happening? What hasn't been happening in the news, mate, really? I think is probably more the point.
You crack me up. You always do this when you have no material.
I've got material, mate.
Mate, I can see you googling. Anyone watching us on YouTube right now has seen you turn to your left and start typing.
I'll be honest. I didn't want to move on to this. I wanted to go straight into Premier League game.
Why did you say that? This is quality. Oh, mate. Pete, I hope you're not listening to this anymore. Mate. I hope you tuned out by now.
He fucking turned off ages ago, mate. What has been going on in the news?
So, unfortunately, as of today, Bobby Charlton's funeral and memorial.
Yeah, sorry about that.
A bit of a sad bit of news for the day. Yeah, it's always a shame. Actually, I did see, it's not really news as such, but it's just from the weekend. Luis Suarez is banging in a hat-trick still at 37, 38 years old.
Where's he playing? He's moving.
It's in South America now.
Yeah, where's he playing for?
Cannot remember.
He's moving into Miami, isn't he?
Oh, is that all confirmed?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Oh, mate, Inter Miami are going to rip it up next season.
They are, aren't they?
Absolutely going to be lethal. If they don't win the league, they're unbelievable. They'd just crumble and fold them there and then.
Yeah, it is mad. I did actually see something the other day in South America where somebody was just about to take a throw-in and as they were doing it, they just went down, like holding their arm. And the referee sort of like came up to book him. Yeah, the referee came up to book him. And then somebody's like run up to the referee going, no, we saw it. Picked up a fucking like a flick knife thing. Somebody had thrown a knife from the stands at the player and it had hit him in the arm.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Bloody hell.
It's bad, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's pretty bad. You don't really hear about bad. That. Was it, was the knife out? Did it slice him or what? What happened?
Yeah, it cut him. Yeah, it cut him.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with fans?
It's mad, isn't it? It's a different... Luis Diaz, his dad's back with him now.
That is lovely news. Just to lighten the news up a little bit now after a death and someone being thrown a knife at. He's back safe and sound, which is good. It's always nice. Did you see John Obi Mikel? His interview from 2018 resurfaced over the Luis Diaz situation. So he had similar sort of things. I think it was his mum or dad got kidnapped when they had a World Cup game. And Roman Abramovich phoned him. He's like, oh, do you want me to send some people to go get him back? If I send them, they'll get him. And John Obi Mikel was like, no, it's fine, thank you. Mate, imagine being that powerful, that well-connected to go, I can send some people, it's not a problem. We'll go and get him back today. That will bring him back tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow.
He's like, who? He's like, don't worry about that, but do you want me to do it? That's insane. That's scary levels, isn't it?
It is insane, yeah. And randomly, that reminded me that Cesc Fabregas has just taken over at Como. I don't know why that popped into my head. But yeah, that is
what do you mean, just recently taken over? He's been... He's owned it for a while.
No, he's manager now.
Oh, is he? So he's manager, owner. Is he still playing? Because I'm sure he's still registered as a player this season.
Yeah, he probably is, yeah. He's going to go full Edgar Davids. He's going to buy it. He's going to play for him. He's going to wear the number one shirt and then just get red carded.
Amazing.
That takes me on to probably another digression. Where I saw him recently playing like veteran style football, mate. He has not lost it.
Who, Edgar Davids?
Yeah, I don't know if it was veteran. It might have been blind because he's going blind, isn't he? Or he's gone blind. So it might have been blind football, and he, mate, honestly, he was smashing it.
Wow. But when you're when you're that good, or when you were that good, do you really lose it? Like, you lose a little bit of a touch and things like that, but those skills and stuff, if you're still practicing a little bit here or there, we talk about this natural ability, surely you still keep a little bit of that, do you not?
Yeah, I wonder as well, actually, if you've got a very valid point there. I wonder whether there's something as well about the fitness levels of the players these days. So that was kind of late 90s, early noughties, wasn't it, where that fitness element really came into its own. So I wonder if now the players like Fabregas, Edgar Davids, that sort of era is going to be better than like the likes of Paul Merson and Ray Parler and those sorts of ones that were on the beers all the time and,
Yeah. I mean, they do seem to sort of retire a little bit later on in the game now. In life for the game.
Some. I would say that there are still those people who do retire early. Michael Richards being, somebody who was on top of my head then.
Yeah, I mean, Richards were different. He had a few injuries and things as well, didn't he? Which
kind I don't of know why Michael Richards was on top of my head then, but that's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to pick you up on it, but, whatever you get up to at the weekend, mate, if he's on your head, he's on your head. I'm not going to judge you.
We're on the ball.
You do what you need to do. But do you like international breaks?
I like international football. I would rather it didn't interrupt the flow of the season. I feel like we've only just had an international break as well, 3-4 weeks ago. So, yes, I like an international break, but I wish that they weren't quite so regular.
Yeah, just it also seems that some of the games we've had over the last 2-3 weeks of the Premier League, they've been incredible. Some of them, not all of them.
Oh, mate.
And it's always gets to that point, and then you go, oh, international breaks. So you just lose all momentum.
Yeah. Yeah. I get you.
So, yeah, that is what it is. Should we move on to the weekend? I know you're absolutely dying to talk about some of the games.
Desperado, mate. Absolutely desperado, really.
Where would you like to start, sir?
How about we start with the early kickoff?
Go on, then. Take it away.
So, Tottenham Hotspur did a Tottenham Hotspur.
They really did.
they did.
Full Spursy. They were just about shaking off that Spursy thing this season.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, maybe they're not doing a Spurs anymore. And then, boom, they've gone full Spurs 2 weeks in a row.
They went full Spurs. So, yeah. I mean, Brennan Johnson got a nice little goal third minute. Pretty much nothing really happened. It was kind of up and down. I really like O'Neill.
Yeah.
He is a top, top manager.
What's his first name, Will?
Gary.
Oh, well done. You got it right. Legend.
Practicing. I think he's put together a really good team, and I think Wolves are almost becoming a bit of a Brighton where they've sold lots and lots of players, but then they've just had people just step up into into what he needs, and it just seems to work really, really well. Like Sarabia, out of nowhere, scores an absolute fucking banger, and then sets up Cunha.
That Sarabia goal was incredible. That little touch, so good. And then be able to swap to your other foot as well was brilliant.
Ah, oh, mate, it was incredible. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I felt a bit bad for Vicario because he's had a very good season, and I don't think there was much he could do about either goal.
No.
So he pulled out some good saves during the game as well.
The Lamina one was arguably a bit. I mean, he got a touch on it, but it was a bit.
Yeah, I think he was just a bit unlucky. But yeah, a good solid win. Wolves are getting together. They seem to be beating some of the big teams now. So it gives them that confidence, and they're not necessarily. They had a bit of a shaky start, didn't they? They weren't really getting any points or anything. But I think they're kind of, as you said, they're kind of going around sort of, O'Neill sort of thinking now. The way he wants to work, and it seems to be okay.
You beat Man City and Tottenham, you're doing something right, aren't you?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
You know?
100%. Arsenal Burnley. Good solid game. Yeah. Good solid win. 3-1. Gutted Burnley scored, though. Very disappointed in that one, I must say.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, I mean, it was annoying, but it was one of those games where Arsenal won it because we're actually really good at set pieces now. And Burnley, they can't defend set pieces, so it was one of those. Zinchenko's goal was very nice.
Lovely little finish, wasn't it? A little sort of karate kick style thing in midair.
Yeah, very good, very nice.
Saliba's header was... I thought it was a good header, but it was just Burnley were just so bad. He managed to just drag a defender with him. Defender was holding on to him. He just kept walking, and like jogging in front. Got in front of James Trafford and got his head above Trafford's hand. Because Trafford didn't even bother. It was just so bad.
He couldn't.
As a sort of younger goalkeeper, I think he could have done a little bit more.
He had Declan Rice in front of him, didn't he?
Yeah, doing a bit of blocking, it just puts you off. But Rice has done that like three times prior to us scoring.
Yeah.
If you're on the pitch, you've got to realise that, surely. Whether you're the goalie or the defender, someone's got to shout and communicate this and say, look, Declan's just standing in front of me here, guys, come on. Or even moan to the ref.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But yeah, solid for us.
Yeah, so it was good 3 points, exactly what we needed. Took us up to second place as well, which is promising. I do think Trafford has got to play for Man United.
What, because of Old Trafford and James Trafford?
Yeah, that's literally the only reason.
Fair enough, mate. Bit sad, but I'll take it. Palace Everton. Did you get a glaze over that, yeah?
Yeah.
Mate, what Palace. An entertaining game at Palace as well. Surprised they got a loss.
Very entertaining game. Everton seem to do well away from home this season.
Do you know why that is? They've got a quality Premier League level manager in charge.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be doing all right now, doesn't he?
Yes, he is. I think they're just maybe buying into what he wants to do a little bit more or something. I don't know. But yeah, you can't fault him.
I mean,
you can't fault him.
Well, so Eze got a yellow card for diving. That for me was a penalty.
Yeah, I think exactly the same. I think exactly the same. I can only imagine Alistair sitting there watching that game is kicking off massively, shouting all sorts of expletives at the ref.
And that takes it to 2-1 Palace. You know, Palace get ahead, because I don't think they're ahead in the game. They get ahead, and that is a different game. I don't know. You know, go back to the VAR subject again, which is pretty boring. But I don't know how you can look at that and you can go, so he's been touched, right? It's clear he's been touched. It's obvious it's not a dive. So it's clear and obvious that that decision should be overturned.
Yeah.
I think our understanding of what is clear and obvious maybe isn't quite right, or maybe theirs isn't quite right, because it's, for me, it was clear and obvious that that decision should have been overturned. Also, just going back to the question from Pete, because I know he's probably still listening. What you saw in the Arsenal game was Bukayo Saka used two hands to push. I think it was one of the Burnley players. I think it might have been Brown who actually pushed him over, and Bukayo Saka he gave away a free kick. So it was a free kick to Burnley because he was pushed, which begs the question of two hands in the back led to a foul.
Why was it not given a few weeks ago?
Fast forward to the Crystal Palace game, or move to the Crystal Palace game. Eze has been tripped, and it's not given as a penalty. He's given as a yellow card, and I think it's wrong. Anyway, should we move on? Because the VAR subject is probably really fucking boring.
Yeah, and we do seem to do it every single week at the moment. Man United Luton, another lucky win for Man United to buy Ten Hag another couple of weeks. But 1-0. 1-0 against
Luton. Great goal by Lindelof. I tell you, Luton defend really, really well.
Yeah, they really do.
They seem to be putting on a bit of a defensive masterclass. So, whilst Ten Hag is lucky to get the 3 points and... I think Luton had a chance at the end there to make it 1-1 as well, which was close. What are you going to say?
Not much, really. I think Luton show more fight than the others that have come up. And I know, I think it was before the season started, I think we both had him banking on going 20th.
No, I Sheffield, but yeah, 19th.
But yeah, almost nailed on to go down. They will get results. You know, playing at Old Trafford was always daunting. I know it's not so much nowadays. You know, that fear factor for Man United's gone a little bit. But for Luton to go there and only lose 1-0 is, I think, is quite an achievement in itself. So they will have other opportunities, and they were in the game.
I think Man United's finishing... I don't actually know. I don't know if you know what Man United's expected goals are.
Not a clue, mate.
No.
I'm not Statman Dave. No, I don't know.
I can imagine it's quite low. 15 shots, 4 on target. For comparison, Luton had 10 shots and had 4 on target as well. So their conversion rate just isn't good. I think Rashford missed an absolute sitter, probably because of lack of confidence. I think Anthony had a good... that he didn't take because probably lack of confidence.
And
it's an interesting one, mate.
Terrible player. Absolutely terrible.
I think that Ten Hag will not be the first dismissal of the win of this season. I don't know who will be yet, but I can't see it being Ten Hag. And Iraola, who was my second bet, did all right at the weekend.
He did against, though, an albeit very depleted Newcastle side. Very, very second string side there. I think they had a 17-year-old making their debut as well in that game. They just didn't look good. They looked tired. They didn't look like they clicked because there was obviously so many changes. So it's going to be tough for Newcastle. But Lascelles looked very good, considering he's hardly played a game for, you know, 12, 18 months. He put in some very good blocks. Yeah. So he's done pretty well. But credit to Bournemouth and Solanke. He scores when he needs to, doesn't he?
Solanke's great, mate. I really rate Solanke. What do you... did you see what happened after the game with Kieran Trippier?
Yeah, arguing with the fans.
I don't know if he was arguing. I think he was more just saying...
Look at our injuries. Look at the injuries we've got.
Yeah.
You look like you've had some bad news, mate.
Yeah.
You're laughing at.
None of that's just recorded.
You're shitting me.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
And then moving on to the Sunday games then. So, who was first? Was it Villa? Villa Fulham?
Yeah, Villa Fulham, yeah.
Big win. Big win for Villa, that. And you keep saying, where are Fulham going to get a goal from? I just don't know. Jimenez, their striker, he will get the goal.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He scored. He is their striker. That is where they get the goals.
What was that? The first goal in...
About 412 games.
30-something games?
Yes. Yes. He is the Neil Mope of Fulham.
Yeah, he is. He is exactly that. I tell you, though, Everton look really good.
Why are we talking about Everton? It's Villa against Fulham, mate.
Everton. Oh!
What is wrong with you?
I meant Villa. Why did I say Everton?
It's just not your day, is it? Are we going to disclose what's happened, or are we just going to glaze over it?
God.
Just to explain why you're in the tears.
Go for it, mate. Go for it. I don't give a fuck anymore.
yeah, we had to have a little pause because Will realised his bad news was... Well, do you want to explain, Will? Do you want to explain what happened?
No, I don't want to explain.
Will's taken over the video recording duties today. This is his first foray into it, and he didn't click record, basically. Or he did and then clicked pause and didn't click again. So we lost out on like the last 20 minutes of conversations. So when we referenced YouTube earlier, guys, it's not happening. So don't look at YouTube because it won't be on there. We will clip up what we can from TikTok and then for Instagram Reels and stuff as well, so give you a little bit of content. But we might be back next week, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Potentially. Possibly. Maybe. Did I miss anything out?
You just missed out bigger and better next week.
Bigger and better next week.
It's going to be... The next YouTube episode is going to be banging.
Hmm.
It's going to be great. I've got it on tap, mate. I've got it on lock.
Yeah, I thought you had today, but... yeah, so Everton beat Fulham 3-1, according to Will. It was Villa, but Everton are on a roll, which is nice to hear about Everton.
No, mate, what I was trying to say was Villa... Emery has got them playing so well.
Yeah, for the most part he has, hasn't he? The only problem with Villa, I find, is there's still that little bit of inconsistency. You know, they'll go around and turn a couple of teams over and absolutely demolish them. But then the next stage, they'll lose an easy game.
Yeah.
So I think they need a bit more consistency. I think they'll struggle towards the end of the season. So they haven't got, obviously, the biggest squad at the moment. But I do think they, you know, as you said, Emery's got them playing some very good football. Very fluid, very attacking, very organised as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be great to see if they can break into that sort of top six, top seven this season. And then, you know, hopefully if they can get even top five, get that Champions League spot. Because I think that fourth/fifth spot could be up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Could it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it could. Yeah, I do. Man United aren't convincing. Spurs may continue to drop off a little. I think Liverpool are going to stay up there throughout the season. I think Arsenal and City are going to be, you know, there or thereabouts. That top three, I think, is kind of solidified. Chelsea are starting to hit a bit of form. Look, when they're playing some good football, they could get up there. Brighton are not what they have been. They're struggling. Then the next game, they drew 1-1 with Sheffield. I mean, 1-1 with Sheffield United at home. At the Amex, that's bad. That's a poor result.
Yeah, I get what you mean, but yeah, I think that I think it's going to be closer than you think, is what I think.
I think it will be closer. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not going to be, but I think fourth and fifth, sixth and seventh are all up for grabs from different teams.
Mm.
I think top three will pull away a little bit more.
No, I appreciate you.
Good, you better do, mate. Better do. And yeah, Brighton Sheffield though. What did you think of that game?
What did I think?
That is the question I posed to you.
It was all right.
Brilliant. So Liverpool then 3-0 Brentford.
So
that fantastic insight. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. Well, good.
You can't help. You can't just sort of see a man when he's down and go, take the lead. You're like, no, do you know what? I'm just going to fucking keep chucking it back to him.
Mate, no, I took the lead. I was asking what you thought, and your reply was, it was all right. And then I saw you looking at the screen. You wasn't even...
I was just about to come back. I was just about to fucking say.
God, what are you going to say, mate?
And then you just...
Talk to me. What's up?
Does it even matter anymore?
Look, Will, this is a safe space on this podcast. You like to talk, we are here. Pete is here still, hopefully. He's not watching YouTube anymore, he's lost. But the rest of the listeners, we're here. Talk to us, mate.
So, what I was going to say was, they went down to 10 men, Brighton. What did you think? Rickard?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay. And then an own goal.
Yeah, they didn't cover themselves in glory, did they? It wasn't the best game in the world. It wasn't the best performance in the world.
I agree. I think the one sort of star in Sheffield's game is Archer. I think he's very, very good, and he's coming up very, very good, along with McAtee. But yeah, I just can't see where they continue with this form. Good on them, you know, good on them. But I think Brighton were probably the better team. Went down to 10 men, and that was it. You know, 9 shots Sheffield had, 1 on target. So where do they get their goals from, Ben? They haven't got Jimenez.
Hitman Jimenez. No, I don't know where they get it from. I think they're the sort of team that everyone needs to chip in. You know, whether it's a set piece at the 94th minute and a defender gets their shin on the ball or something like that, I don't know. I think that's the only way they'll scrape through. But I don't see them scoring more than 20 goals this season.
Oh, really? 20 goals?
If that. I think it's going to be really tough for them. Because I just don't think they've got any real firepower.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Same as Burnley to a certain extent. I think they'll struggle a little bit as well with the goal side of things. But they play better football, so it's a bit more fluid, so people can chip in a bit more. Mm-hmm. So, I think they're going to continue to struggle. But getting a point at Brighton is a good result. They've grinded out a good point there.
Yeah, I agree.
Liverpool Brentford, gutted about this one. I went for a 3-1 and it was 3-0 to Liverpool. Gutted for the old predictions that week. But what a performance from Liverpool. They seem to have gone under the radar a little bit with this whole sort of midfield rebuild, haven't they?
A little bit, yeah. I think that we've heard Klopp's Liverpool number 2, and you know, we've heard all of that kind of stuff, so a little bit under the radar, but I don't know. There's been lots of talk. They've been a bit shit, then they've been a bit good. So yeah, I don't know really. Is that what you think?
Yeah, it's yeah, I do. But at the same time, they're same points as us. They're second, going into international break. They're a point behind City. I know it's early days in the season, but was it 11, 12 games now? To be up there is fantastic for a Liverpool squad that everyone says, well, I don't know how good they're going to be. You know, they've got lots. Yeah. Their entire midfield is new. They've never played together until this season. So, you know, for what Klopp's doing, fair play to him. But I do wonder whether that will rub off, whether that will wear off, sorry, throughout the season, you know, with a couple of injuries, which they tend to have because of the style of football they have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's full-on intensity, isn't it? So people do get tired and they pull a hamstring or pull a muscle here or there. But it'll be interesting to see if they can sustain it. They look good. They're always entertaining.
Yeah, I agree. They do look good. They are always entertaining. I think that's fair.
Perfect. Excellent. Thanks for your input there, mate. That was nice and original content. West Ham Forest. Entertaining game again. I'm just saying exactly what you've said to me before when I've said the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's what kills you more.
Yeah. It's hard to have a go at somebody who you really want to have a go at when they're just doing what is probably right.
Yeah. Do you think, what would I do? What would Will do?
What would Will do?
Mate, we should bring up what would Pablo do? I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a real success last time.
What would Pablo do? 3-2 West Ham against Nottingham Forest.
Yep.
Entertaining game. I love games like this when, you know, as Arsenal fans, we don't care what the result is. It's just entertaining football.
It's just entertaining.
Good win. Good solid win for West Ham. Another 3 points on the board, especially after...
What do you...
Oh, go on.
Oh, no, sorry, I was just going to ask you. What do you think about Tottenham?
Yeah.
What do you think about... So, in that game, what we didn't have, interestingly, was Mikel Antonio was dropped.
Oh, is he? I didn't realise that. Interesting. Why was he dropped?
Well, because he can't seem to hit the fucking barn door at the minute, mate.
What's Callum Wilson been saying about that on the pod then? Because you're a bit of an avid listener of that one, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, he has gone in hard. But, right, so he has been shit.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Have they still got Danny Ings at West Ham?
Yeah, Danny Ings is still there, yeah.
He doesn't even get a game, does he?
Can't get a game.
That's mad.
Especially with you know, you've got Kudus and
mate, Kudus.
Bowen there.
Kudus, what a player.
What a player. What a player. You're not wrong there, Ben.
I think they've spent the Declan Rice money well. They're starting to click now as well, which is good for West Ham. It's a good sort of time as well. Especially with busy Christmas schedules are gonna be kicking in soon.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Overall, it was a good game. Good game from Souček. I really thought Nottingham Forest done very, very well. But special shout out for James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah. Dead ball expert.
He's just quality. He is quality. I don't think you can argue it.
No, he's literally the worst kept secret weapon for any team.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you're going to get, and you're just like, oh, I gave away. And you just look and go, oh, no, I forgot about Ward-Prowse. Like, you just know it's going to be a goal. No, why now? But, yeah, I mean, there's not really much to say about the game. It wasn't much controversy or anything there, really. It's just a good game of football. But the final game of the weekend was yesterday afternoon, Chelsea-Manchester City.
Best till last. I don't know if there's ever been a game as good as that in the Premier League, or like that in the Premier League. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's up there. I can't think of anything on top of my head, but I'm sure the Arsenal Newcastle 4-4 from a neutral perspective would have loved that, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true.
But Chelsea, Man City, every time City scored, Chelsea like, no, we're not having that. Bang, Chelsea score. Like, every single time.
Every single time, yeah.
So, yeah, it was just one of those games where it had a bit of everything. It had some controversy. It had some incredible play. Had some... I'm so distracted watching it. I know exactly what's just happened. Save the best till last, shall we?
Let's go into it.
Chelsea 4, Manchester City 4.
Is this one of the best games there has been in Premier League history.
It's got to be up there. It's got to be up there.
Don't it?
Yeah, I think so. It had everything. Bit of controversy, bit of skill, flair, great finish, scrappy finishes, drama, late drama as well. Yeah, I thought it was just bloody brilliant.
I thought it was good as well. Yeah, really good game. It was kind of just City scored, Chelsea scored. It was just one of them games, wasn't it? Absolutely one of them games. Poor defending throughout.
Yeah, you could say that. It just seemed like there wasn't a midfield.
Yeah.
It just seemed literally like it wasn't a long ball, but it's almost like a through ball and bang, it's a goal. Or you just go down the wing. There's no centre of the pitch activity whatsoever.
No, it was a random one. Cucurella, I think he'll get better.
Do you know what? I don't... He wasn't terrible. He did an okay job, but it's that silly, silly pull on Haaland to give the penalty away. Why would you do it? It's so obvious you're holding on to him and you're yanking him down. I think Haaland went down a little easy.
But of course, he's
you're
going to
when you've got two hands all over and you're being dragged in a box. You're going to go down.
Well, it sounds like a good night, bro.
But yes, yeah, so I think that was. Yeah, it's hard to disagree with the ref there. That was a pen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who scored. Thiago Silva's header a couple of minutes later. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yep.
Absolutely thunderbolt. And can I just say, what a player he is. He's 38 or 39 Gordon. Years old.
Yep.
And he's just putting in performances like that.
Yeah. He's always been good. When have you ever seen anything different?
Well, this is a valid point, William. Very valid point. But to do that 38, 39 in the Premier League, hardest physical league in the world, and he's just making it look like it's a, you know, five-a-side league. Just chilling. Just doing what he wants to do.
Just chilling.
I mean, absolutely fair play to done so well. Like, so well. I'm trying to think of who scored next then. So, yeah, they equalised. And then, was it just before half-time City scored?
Was it just before half-time?
Oh, Joe, I cannot even remember now. Cannot even remember. Sterling scored. Akanji scored, didn't he? He scored. There. Haaland scores. Sterling. Do you know what? Sterling had a very good game as well.
Sterling did, as did Palmer.
Cole Palmer's a game changer for them, isn't he?
Yeah.
Absolute game changer for them. He's played so well since he came into their team.
I think we questioned it, didn't we, when he went there. But
yeah, because he hadn't played enough minutes. He's already played more minutes for Chelsea than he did for his entire City career.
Mm-hmm.
Only 12 games in. And it just shows the impact he's made.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's good reason for that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's done very well. He seems to be knitting everything together nicely for Chelsea. It's just a different dimension for them. And it seems to be Sterling's kind of upped his game a bit more now. Seems like there's almost competition. Mm-hmm. So he's like, or someone who's shining. He's like, well, I want to be that person. Gallagher looked brilliant for him. Absolute engine in midfield. He's their sort of Henderson. You know what you're going to get every week out of him.
Yep, I completely agree. Certainly that. I also wonder as well, from my head, what I was going to say. That's fucking annoying, isn't it?
Honestly, this is our worst episode.
I was just going to say.
Worst episode.
This is just so bad.
It's an absolute shamble. Absolute shamble.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, cool. Okay.
Should we just end it there?
Yeah, we might as well. I mean, Docu had a quiet game. But that, I think a lot of that was down to Reece James, who had a blinder.
But yeah, Reece James did have a good game.
He did.
He's a very good defender.
I'll tell you what, honestly, it is such an entertaining game. Even though I wanted Chelsea to win, just to take that pressure off for us, you know, get City a little bit, you know, lower down on the points tally. Chelsea obviously nowhere near us. But I think a draw was a fair result. Both of them played to win, which was nice to see.
Yeah.
You know, when we beat them earlier in the season, we didn't play for a win. We played not to lose. And we just nicked the goal, which was great. But it was a bit of a cagey affair, wasn't it? And it tends to be against City. I don't want to get battered. So you just play that sort of reserve style of football. Chelsea was like, ah, screw this, all out attack. Let's go.
Yeah. I think that was going to be my point as well, is that's kind of how you have to beat City, isn't it? Is you just attack them.
Yeah, get in their face, disrupt their play. That's the best way to go.
Disrupt their flow.
Yeah, so guys, we apologise for a shocking episode this week. It's been very, very broken. But we will try and hash together what we can, and hopefully this doesn't sound as shit as it has been recording. And we'll give you a proper roundup of everything next week during the international break. Be a little bite-sized chunk for you guys, so you can still listen to our beautiful voices and get annoyed where...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There probably won't be another video. So for now, thanks very much.
What do you think out of 10 this podcast has been?
Let us know in the comments, guys. Let us know.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5-star on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us #dropthepod.